Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. Today is Monday, March 24th, and we are headed into filing day after a big and important weekend in New Jersey politics. On Friday night, Jack Cittarelli spent about 15 minutes in Bedminster sitting at President Donald Trump's table, and he is clearly in pursuit of a presidential endorsement. By Saturday, Bill Spadia made his way to Bedminster. He too in search of an endorsement, but at the very least trying to get Trump to not go in a different direction. Spadia's meet and greet was, I'm told, much shorter. And neither of the candidates had an appointment with Trump. They were there as guests of club members, hoping to get an audience with the president. Cittarelli was in Atlantic City. He skedaddled out of the state party event, skipped his own cocktail party, got on a helicopter, and came north to Bedminster. There were no guarantees for either Cittarelli or Spadia that they would see Trump at all. So they were there and waited and hoped that the president would give them an audience. And make no mistake, a Trump endorsement in a Republican primary could be the whole ballgame. Trump's favorables in New Jersey in a recent poll among Republicans is at 90%. And in that poll, 65% of Republicans said they'd be more likely to support a gubernatorial candidate if they had Trump's endorsement. If Trump endorses Cittarelli, how do Spadia's supporters attack him, him being Cittarelli, as not being pro-Trump enough? Now, to be clear, a sit-down in Bedminster doesn't mean Cittarelli's getting an endorsement, but it doesn't mean he's not. And Donald Trump loves New Jersey politics. He has for decades. And I think he really wants to take sides in this primary. That can make the Republican fight really, you know, even more interesting very quickly. And I'm saying this not to suggest that this would happen other than to make you more informed. The deadline to withdraw from the race and not have your name on the ballot is April 4th. In Essex County, the eras of party bosses like Dennis Carey and Harry Lerner are now over. Democratic County Chairman Leroy Jones presided over a velvet revolution with the county's first open convention. That ends this process of one or a few party leaders of picking candidates. Jones, along with Joe DiVincenzo and Phil Elagia and Siley Avalenda, whose influence continues to grow, are now moving on with the times. This went fairly seamlessly, except that one assemblywoman was denied party support. But Mikey Sherrill, as expected, won a landslide victory. That's it for today. Tonight at 8 p.m., don't miss the New Jersey Globe's annual filing day live stream. There will be no Inside Edge tomorrow morning, and Joey Fox will fill in for me on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great day, everybody.